Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. I just thank you so much for taking time out to hang out with us on Good Deeds. You know what we do here. Our mission and our purpose is to showcase others, their vision, their dreams, their passion, of course, and their purpose in life, the reason that they're here on earth right now. You know we love to do that in so many different platforms, from the radio, television, from teleconferences to webinars, through live events, and through so many ways, because the point is, if you're in your purpose, guess what? I'm in my purpose. We are here to help each other. But let me tell you something. I want to tell you just a couple of things before we actually get going here. You know, a lot of times people know what they purpose. You know, they know what it is. They know what they call it. They know the reason that they're here on earth. But guess what? Sometimes, and a lot of times, we have to encourage ourselves, because everybody has things going on in their life. And let me tell you, I'm going to borrow this from an awesome young lady I was on the platform with. She said, you know, because I used to tell my clients, put the positive things on one side, the negative things, the things that make you happy. And the things that make you happy, guess what? Usually that is what your purpose is. But then she took that thing a little further. She actually said, you know, you need to write down the things that you have accomplished in life, okay? Because sometimes, you know, if you truly in your purpose, you know, you're very humble. Most people, I'm saying most people, you're humble. You don't boast. You actually want to give praise to God, of course, but to other people. You want to build other people up. But you actually need to write down your accomplishments. So when you look at those accomplishments, she said, guess what? You're going to fill the paper up. And that actually will encourage you, because guess what? You're impacting people's lives. And that's the whole thing. We are here on earth to impact other people, that they can enjoy life, that they can be happy, and that's what we're supposed to do. Now, we have an awesome, 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 this ties right on in with our awesome guest today. She's an author. She's the founder of Purpose for Diva. You know, I love that. I actually have the opportunity to hang out with this young lady in other sectors. She actually is very humble. She knows what her purpose is. You know what I'm saying? She actually is helping a lot of people. She really is. I mean, with her nonprofit, her publishing company. But we're going to dive in to learn more about this, and especially to know what the acronym DIVA stands for. People may know what it is, but she's going to tell you what the real meaning of it. And we do not want to delay. We want to welcome LaTracy Copeland Hughes to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Thank you so much for having me on today. Yes, it is an honor and a privilege.
Thank you for taking time out for being, okay.
It's an honor. We have worked together for over a year, and to be on this platform with you now is a blessing.
Yes, you know, they know I'm real transparent. I actually, LaTracy, sure, we were scheduled before, and I can't even remember what happened. We rescheduled or something. My team messed up, because you know I'm transparent. I let you know what's working and what's not working, okay? And so she was so wonderful enough to reschedule. But you know what? I don't take nothing for granted. This is a great opportunity for her to speak to us at this appointed time, because I know someone that's listening, someone will listen to the archive, someone listen to the podcast will actually be here in this season that we actually to move forward in life. So I thank you so much, because things always work out for the good.
Oh, they sure do. Oh, they do. I am so excited. Now is the appointed time.
Just tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life right now.
Well, like Dr. Renee said, I'm LaTracy Copeland Hughes. I am the author and founder of the Proverbs 31 Woman Project. It is my purpose to give other women the platform, the opportunity, and the know-how to walk out their purpose, to monetize their purpose, and to leave their legacy for their families. And in doing so, I put out the call several different times within the last couple of years, actually, to give women the opportunity to tell their testimonies, to tell their stories, to be open and honest like never before, to become published authors, to see exactly where they are, where they would like to be, how they want to be transparent, because we are overcome, we are overcomers by the word of our testimony. And in that, I've had the privilege to work with Dr. Renee and others in the Raising a Proverb 31 Woman series. It is a series of real, raw, and unedited testimonies from women all over the world. And so it didn't stop there. As I began this process, I have been known affectionately as the Purposeful Diva. Why? Because I am that divinely inspired, virtuous assisting sister that will grab you by your hand, sometimes even grab you by your coattail and say, you know what, sister, it's time for me to call you up, not call you out, to bring you to that level in which you have been called to be, not what I desire for you to be, but what you have been called to be, your God-given purpose to walk upright before men, to live the life that you love. And so what's going on with me right now is I am pushing that, and I am walking not only in my brand, but I'm walking in my purpose. And so that's what's going on with me right now, Dr. Renee.
I love it. You know, like I said earlier, I really, truly enjoy when someone else is walking in their purpose, because guess what? That's helping me, you know, walk in my purpose. Because we all here to, for one common goal. But, you know, I want you to, if it's okay, go tell us again. You know, because we think diva means one thing. You know, we see it on media. We see it on, you know, all the different platforms. Even now they use it in forms of, it's a clothing line out there now. But tell us what diva actually really stands for.
Diva. The affectionate name that I was given back in 2008, and many people didn't understand it, was the Purposeful Diva, divinely inspired, virtuous, achieving sister. I understand that. That is who I am. That is how I boldly walk. And people all over the world, some had positive remarks about it, some had negative, and that's okay. You can be exactly who you are, but I know who I am, and I may have said the word hustler, but it's not a hustler in a negative sense. People don't understand that it is the walk. It is the virtue of a person. It is the mindset of that person. Like Dr. Renee said before, I'm a very humble person, not because I'm looking for accolades, but because that is who I am. That is my character, and that is how I walk. In that, I believe that if you are virtuous, if you carry those characteristics, do it boldly. Walk in your light, whatever light that may be, and do not allow anyone else to dim that light, because that's who you are, and that is who I am, and that's who I be. And so in that, I believe that it is very important for women all over the world, as well as men, to walk in who they say that they are and do it boldly and do it proudly. So it's not just about the title that has been given to me. I've actually tried multiple times, because of the negative connotation of the title, Purposeful Diva, to push it out of the door, to try to change up the brand. But I, as LaTracy Copeland Hughes, I have two brands. I have the Proverbs 31 Woman Project, and I also have the Ignite the Fire movement. But that doesn't change who I am. The title that has been given to me is just the Purposeful Diva. And so I'm still the same woman that I was before. I'm just better. And so I just walk in that. And I am delighted to show the world who I am daily, not only social media or the radio or even in person. So that is who I am. And I'm excited for this opportunity, because I get to share with you guys all the fabulous stuff that I have going on for 2015.
Wow, that's powerful. And, you know, I have to chime in on this, because, you know, people ask me that as well about the branding. before you can, just like you said so wonderfully, you have to make sure that you, the person, has the brand, okay?
Yes.
I mean, you know, the colors and all that means something. You know, the graphic designer makes the vision come plain and, you know, you write down a strategy. But you have to make sure that you have taken care of home, because no matter what you do, I try to tell people, no matter what you do in your business realm, it stems over to your personal. If your personal is not together, your business is not going to be together. So you got to make sure both of them. So I had to just add that in there, little Tracy, because people ask me all the time, well, your stuff looks so clean and fresh. But let me tell you, the clean and fresh starts with my on my bended knees, and God gives me what to put in the brand, what to wear, what to say, even to the point of what way I wear my hair. I know people may say that's too deep, but that's just way where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tracy, this is what I want to, I just wanted to chime that in. But, you know, the wonderful thing, if it's okay that we could talk about, you know, you have an awesome nonprofit organization and actually also a publishing company as well. Let's talk a little bit about that, because we got to get in. You know, like you say, I'm so glad that God has trusted you with so many things to do. So we want to make sure we get all this information so we can support you in them.
Oh, yes. In 2008, I was blessed to be fired from my corporate position. And you may ask, why was that a blessing? Because it gave me an opportunity to walk fully into my purpose. I was doing everything that God had called me to do for someone else. And so in 2008, I incorporated the nonprofit organization Capstone Experience Incorporated. We work with youth in 6th grade through 12th grade and their families in personal and academic goal setting around family involvement. As you know, the times have changed and things are getting worse by the day. It is the end times. And in that, our children need us. It does take a village. And so Capstone was birthed from my own personal experience. When I became a middle schooler and a teenager, I realized that it was less parent involvement in my own life. And I saw that in the lives of other kids as well. And so in our household growing up, we were, as a community, raising ourselves. And so, not saying that our parents just weren't good enough or they had their own flaws, but being a parent, you don't come, you know, into parenthood with the instruction manual. And so you have to do what you know how to do. And the nonprofit is just that. It is a community that assists the families right where they are with their personal and their academic goal setting. How many families do you know suffer daily with their financial goals? Many of them may not know how to get a bank account. Many of them may not know how to fix their credit or even attain proper credit. They may not know how to do their own taxes, balance a checkbook, how to even go on vacation and have family time. These are things that are taught within Capstone Experience. They are also a holistic community where we are able to teach families individually as well as collectively. So the women have their own personal needs. The men have their own personal needs, but also the children. And so working together with our family nights, we have our women support groups as well as our men. We have our youth support groups. We teach entrepreneurship and business, networking and leadership. It is needed not only as a youth but also an adult. Just like this year, Capstone Experience, for years we have honed into working with the families and giving them back-to-school supplies and adopting the families for the holidays to assist a little bit more with food and gifts and things of that nature. But this year, we're going big, we're going bold, and we're going like never before. We are working with the mothers. We're working with the families. Some people nurture children, and they're not even the biological parent. So we are hosting our very first Igniting the Fire Women's Conference. And it's going to be held here in Mississippi at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum in September. That is a way to give back to the woman, to nurture that woman in every aspect of her life, in ministry, in business entrepreneurship, health and wellness, finances, and relationships. That's the holistic woman. If the woman isn't together, then the family crumbles. Because most times it is the woman that's either co-parenting with the father or she's a single parent. A lot of the children that we work with come from single family homes. And not saying that our families are just deficient families or low income families, but we work with families right where they are. We all need help right where we are. There's no need to go in and say, oh, well, we can't help this family. This parent may not have went any further than a high school education. But even with the college education, this new wave math, this common core reading and math that they have, it's difficult even for someone who has a degree. So if we're coming together as a community and we are helping the families in their present condition to not only heal them emotionally but also heal their pocketbooks, that's teaching the holistic family that they are needed. So within Capstone Experience, we're doing great things. We are working in the community. We have not only our Mississippi location, but we also have our Minnesota location. Currently, we're looking for new board members. If being on the board is something that you can do, if wanting to give back to families and to youth, if you have a niche in any of those areas that I mentioned before, and it is your passion and your purpose, and you want to just love on others, feel free. Reach out to me. I am very approachable. We are reaching the world one family at a time. This is not just something that we do on one time a year. Our families need us. Our youth need us. We would rather reach them when they are in middle school and high school than to have to reach them when they're behind bars. You have to reach them right where they are. Many of us as adults go through things that we were never healed from when we were children, and we bring that into our adulthood. Why not nip it in the bud, cut off the root? So within Capstone Experience, we reach the holistic family, and it is truly a blessing. And even within Capstone, all of the books that we sell for Raising a Proverb 31 Woman, those proceeds go right back into Capstone Experience. So it's a win-win. Dr. Renee was even one of the co-authors of that book. If you have an opportunity to give back, whether it is purchasing a book, being on the board, donating to a family, it's all a 501c3. It's a tax deduction. It's a win-win. You serve your purpose in giving back, because we all know it's better to sow than it is to receive, because we reap what we sow, right? So in that, we have to just know that when we partner up with people that are like-minded, that are going the same places that we're going, then it can do nothing but be better. And so within the nonprofit organization, we have utilized my gifts and talents of being a publisher, my gifts and talents of giving back, my gifts and talents of reaching the families right where they were, to touch the world. It's an honor, it's a privilege for me to give my time and my passion. My children and my husband, they're all involved because this is a family affair. I can't go out and reach the world and my own family suffer. I teach my family the same skills that I teach the families out in the community. We were able to take our families to Disney World. We're doing it again this year. We're teaching them how to budget from January till the summer months so that they can go and have their very first vacation. Why not do it and do it on a budget? Those are things that we teach. Those are things that we hone into, because we have youth everywhere. We even have parents everywhere that are yearning for that extra support and may not be able to go into the schools and ask for it. How many times have you seen a child that just didn't have everything together? How many times have you seen a child that may have needed some new shoes or a new outfit, or that parent who even needed a new outfit to go on an interview, or needed a computer to write up that test, that resume, or even that biography? Those things are needed, and that's what we do at Capstone. I'm very passionate about it because I've lived that step. I've lived that life, and my testimony is that if I can help at least one family, then that is going to serve my purpose on a daily basis. So we're looking for people to partner.
Yes.
We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people to connect with to push this opportunity. And we would love to see you at the Ignite the Fire Women's Conference in September. It's going to be here in the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, September 24th through the 26th. We want to give back to the women in our lives. We all are connected to a woman. We were birthed by one. We were raised by one. We have one in our lives somewhere. And so it's just our opportunity to give back and just to be a blessing. So, Dr. Renee, I don't know
so
how much
powerful.
Time we have
yeah.
left.
Thank you so much. That was just awesome because that's what we don't do as a whole is help other people. We have to do that. We have to be able. There's no need to be in your purpose if you're not actually giving back. Actually, you know, my grandmother used to say that it'll be taken away from you if you don't give back. That's what my grandmother used to say. But it's amazing. But what we're going to do just real quickly, because I have to make sure my advertising sponsors, as you mentioned, we got to make sure they're happy and make sure they actually get their benefits that they're sowing into good deeds. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break and let them say what they need to say. And when we come back, we want you to close out the show. Just tell us in the last minute thoughts on your mind, whatever's in your heart. And, of course, follow that up, LaTracy, with your contact information, how we can support you. Of course, on the social media networks and also for your website and how we can purchase your products. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. You guys, you know this is Good Deeds. And I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. With your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
You guys, we're back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I love my sponsors and advertisers. People just want to shout out about the awesome things that's going on in their life. If you want to know anything else about us and Good Deeds and me personally as the platform builder, you can go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. You know, we always have a teleseminar or webinar every month. And we're coming up to the one about business to make sure you got to have your purpose. You got to have you need to know how to promote. You need to actually know how to have the papers together, all that type of stuff we'll talk about. And then after that, we're going to the next one is on health and wellness. And then we're going to talk specifically about finances because a lot of people have come to me saying they have trouble with their taxes, but we're going to get that straight. We're not going to have another year that we're having problems. But, again, that website is www.reneesunday.com. Now, we want to we've had some awesome, awesome information, golden nuggets that we can apply really, you know, to our life right now. And that's what we love to do with our guests here on Good Deeds. Purpose or Diva, LaTracy, she's been awesome because she's been talking from her heart. And you can tell when someone is actually expressing things from their heart because it makes you feel good inside and it gives you peace to hear their voice. But we want her to just say any last-minute information that she has. And, of course, please give us your social media information and also how we can contact you and support you.
Thank you. You can find me on Facebook at LaTracy Copeland Hughes. That's my business page as well as my personal page. Also, the Ignite the Fire community. Please connect with us. And the nonprofit is under Capstone Experience Incorporated. The website is raisingaproverb31woman.com. That's raising a proverb without the S, 31woman.com. I'll make sure that I post those things to Dr. Renee's page as well. Please keep in contact with me. I guarantee you that if we partner up collectively with those who are like-minded, there's nothing that we can't do. So I thank Dr. Renee for this opportunity. I look forward to connecting with you. We are accepting new board members as well as volunteers and sponsors for the upcoming events. It is nothing to give your time. It is nothing to give a couple of dollars to benefit someone else. It is all about giving. And so 2015, if you want to go higher, it's time for you to make room, and you have to give. So thank you, Dr. Renee, and I appreciate this opportunity. Please stay connected with me, and I look forward to moving on together.
That is awesome. You I love her spirit. You know, it's an energy. But I really thank you for taking time out and being here with us and with Good Deeds. I you know, the thing that just really makes me feel so good inside right now is, you know, we are, and I loved it what you said. I may have to borrow that. We all are connected to a woman in some way. And we just, I never really thought about on the level that you said. You know, of course we were birthed, but, you know, raised, and actually we have some sister, some young lady, some even lady that's in our life that we actually look up to, or we just need encouragement from. And I really like that, because we do have to stick together. We need to be hand in hand. We need to be praying together. We need to be, you know, doing business strategies together. We need to, even though your purpose is this niche, we can still collaborate with each other, even in the same niche. I tell people all the time, even though I'm a platform builder, I'm a media personality, we can still work together, because I guarantee when someone is on Good Deeds, they interview their appearance on the radio and television show will be none like no other than another show they'll be on. I'm going to borrow this quote from a good friend of mine. I think you may know her as well, Latracy. It's Miss Allison Bird. She said that if two people are the same, one is not needed. And I'm like, oh, she just blew me out the box, Latracy, when she said that. Because if you like me, that's not going to work. If you are like Latracy, that's not going to work. We actually need to be our own unique self, and we all will fit in the plan of our life. So I really do thank you so much, Latracy Copeland Hughes, for taking time and being here with us on Good Deeds.
Anytime. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, you thank you so much. You guys, we just had an awesome, awesome time. She just told us what we needed to know. We actually need to communicate with each other. You know, the thing that I always say, we all have a call and we all have a purpose. We all have a reason that we're here. You know, we're here right now. We have a purpose. You know, the three things that I always say you need to do, we need to believe, we need to trust, and we need to walk it out. We just can't just stop what we're doing, because I need you. We all need each other, just like we heard today. We need each other to move forward, for the boat to be able to move forward. We got to. We just can't stop. You know, I got to say it somewhere in this broadcast. We got to don't stop. We got to get it. We have to get our purpose now. I love you, love you, love you. You know how to get in contact with us. You know how to do it. It's www.reneesunday.com. And as we leave, I want you to enjoy this awesome music by the hip-hop educator, which is Larry Locke Henderson. See you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.
From enslaved Africans, people use words to confuse the how it's trapped again. Our lineage deeper than the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We managed to lose sense of self. We don't identify with the heritage like African American is not African. But listen to me, I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra and Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids. And
of medicine. With Imhotep, the 2,000 years ahead of him. King Soundwalspret, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one God. Was Amenhotep the fourth.